harvest. But we're looking now at the world saying, oh my God, it's out of order, because he's brooding over the circumstance. And he's just looking for someone to say, yes, yes. Billy Graham had so many crusades, saved so many people here at the Alamo Dome, over here, all over the place. People are getting saved left and right. But then we can't see the fruit of his labor out in the world. And then you get into the church, you can't even have people come into agreement. There's so much division. Getting mad because things ain't going their way. Hiding behind circumstances. Hiding behind a computer. Don't let me get started here. Hiding behind all kinds of pornographic things going on their phone, their tablets. That's why Playboy is no longer going to show nude images, because it's so easily ready, available to you, and you don't need to go buy a subscription. But then we're wondering, why doesn't things change? I don't want to be a church saying, Lord, when? I believe that revival is here. We're right now on this cusp of everything that's going to take place, that what was spoken of years back. Why is revival in the atmosphere so much? Because there's a dying world out there. And the dying world has come into the church. And they look like church folks. They act like church folks. They say the church things. They do the antics of church Christian folks. But there's not the evidence of the power of the Holy Ghost being demonstrated to change people's lives. We need God. God in our lives, we have to choose now. Now. Not later, but now. Do we want God? Do we seriously want God? And I'm looking at a bunch of people that have been coming on Wednesday night saying yes to God. I know you had a hard time getting here. I know your week hasn't been so pleasant. You've been challenged every time you try to come. But because you go right over that obstacle, God says, I have counted unto you joy. I have counted it unto you what is going to come your way. For your harvest is here, says the Spirit of God. You have been trying to get to your miracle, but all you have to do is stretch to receive your miracle. It's in the stretch. We have got to enlarge our territory, strengthen and lengthen our cords, go beyond where we're at, to reach a world that is out there. We're so caught up in being in the church system. Oh my God, today. You want to talk about Nehemiah rebuilding the wall? Let's not forget about the temple that was destroyed with it. There was only left a foundation. So he said, before we can rebuild the walls, let's rebuild the temple. Greater than its former glory. Greater than the former. But what was left, what was standing, was the foundation of truth. Truth. See, you may have some walls knocked down in your life and thinking that you're exposed. But the foundation of truth and his gospel, his word, has been poured into your life. So when the season comes to rebuild, he ain't worried about the walls yet. This isn't Nehemiah's state. My God, this is the time that we rebuild the church, the temple, for its greater glory. Greater glory. Can't come in and just have another hallelujah kind of moment. You need to come in and say, God, I need you now. Put a demand on this spirit. I shouldn't have to pump and climb, right? But I'm not talking to the people that are saying I'm here. I'm talking to those that yet hear the Spirit of God is moving. There is something happening. There's something stirring. And I don't want to miss it. I'm not looking for someone to get in the water before I get there. I'm looking, God, I sense that you're around. And I want to find you. I want to grab hold of you. I don't want to miss it. Because the wind is beginning to turn. And there's some things that are going to change. Are you ready for the change? Are you ready for it? You can't do it the same way, Tom. You can't be the same. You've got to move in a different direction. You can't hold on to what you once knew and rely on that to get you to your next, because that was your then. You're in your now, but your next, you don't even know what's in front of you. Step in front of it. Go for it. Let everybody that came against you be the driving force to drive you to where you need to be. Drive you. They're going to come against you because they don't understand you. But I read in Scripture that every prophet came against persecution. The Word of God was in their mouth for a reason and a season. But don't align yourself. Don't align yourself with what you think. Go before God. Is this where I'm supposed to be? Tell me what I'm supposed to do. Ask and inquire of God. Wait upon the high towers and see if he will respond. And when he responds, what is his answer to my question? You can't allow what you're not, your then was, to dictate even your now. Where you're going, man of God. Where you're going, man of God. They can't hold on to you. And you can't hold on like a crutch. Like I said on Sunday, he held on to Peter and John after he'd been dead. In other words, after he already had strength to do what he was called to do, he had to hold on. You got to learn something new so that you can get further than what you've ever been. Further. It's going to make you get up all hours of the night. And when they say you need to get a job, say, I've got one about my father's business. About my father's business. I've had that told to me how many times? Over and over and over. I said, God, I tried everything. What are you doing? I'm teaching you something new. I'm teaching you something fresh. But I got to remove from you the things that didn't come from me. I got to remove from you what man has put into your life and has kind of formed you into what he wanted you to be. God says, I've got something greater for you, sir. Greater for you. That they will begin to hear the voice and they'll know it's God. God, I encourage you. I encourage your wife. I speak to you because you're one. You're one. That's a woman of God that has insight and wisdom. But she has been wounded and cut. Every time they try to put a bandage on it, they're not taking off the old bandage. They're just putting layer after layer after layer on top. And there's not giving enough time for the healing process. And it's causing so much. I want to say her state of being is like gangrene, where if it's not taken care of, she'll cut herself off. I'm here to tell you, sir, that I speak into your life, and she is one with you. I'm here to declare life into her spirit, life into her ministry, life into what she is about to experience. And I see people getting healed through the very thing that you are called to do, and that you will see healing come forth, says the Spirit of God. Healing, says the Spirit of God. Get the calendar and get it ready. Put it on the wall. Keep it on your phone. Watch this. Your son Joshua will tell you, Daddy, this is the one you're supposed to go to. I don't know about this one. Not every appointment is God's appointment. May look good. May smell like God. But ain't the God for your appointment. It's a God for somebody else, but not God for you. Stay in that vein with God. Because what you're doing is you're plowing through. Oh, I heard that. Thank you. See, there's some things through a generation that makes you feel that you got to do what the generation has done. And your wife has fallen prey to it, thinking that she has to do the missionary work. God says, I don't need you going out to the mission. I have you on a mission to do what I've called you to do. And I see your son very involved with you. Very involved with you. There is some soil that you will go to. But you're going to have to plow the ground that he has already put you on. Don't get too comfortable to where you're at. If he's pulling you, don't push. Just follow. Because what he has for you is greater than what you ever experienced. I bless you, son. I bless your family. I break off every generational curse, every spiritual soul tie. I speak right now that there's been an authority that is over you, that has been trying to call you back, that's been trying to say you need to get back, been putting a word curse over your life, over your ministry, and trying to put words against you. My God, I'll break that very spirit off. It's been controlling, it's a spirit of witchcraft over your life, and I break it right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I loose you into your destiny. I loose you into the very path that God has called you to be in. Man of God, I tell you that the men of God that have tried to hold you, they didn't understand. And we're not supposed to always understand, but we're supposed to say, I don't know. God knows what he has in store for you. God knows. I see men that stand behind you. And then I see Jezebels that stand with their Ahabs. The men, the Ahabs, are being controlled by the Jezebels to try to keep you away, and they're using their authority to manipulate your outcome. I see it is clergy. It's clergy. Your covering is God. When he leads you to your local covering, remain, because then you'll be sent. And when you're sent, you come under that authority and move under that. But there's too many soul ties through spiritual authority that is trying to keep you bound. And I destroy it right now in the name of Jesus off your life. I speak healing into your body, sir. In the crown of your head, the very soles of your feet. I declare unto you whole, whole, whole in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Ready? You give me your calendar dates when you're free, because it's your time. It is your time to share what the Lord has put into your spirit, and you'll set people free. God has given you that anointing to teach, given you that anointing to speak into the very thing that they've been hiding. Your season is now. Your season is now. I don't know why I'm going to talk to you, Hannah, about them. When I was back to preparing the message for today, which I doubt I'll get to, I saw you back there with Hannah, both of you, that y'all would go through and start learning the things of the church, the audiovisual. I saw them standing there doing the camera. I saw them getting involved in the computer, because Lord knows I want to get off of it. So I saw them, and I say this to you, prepare yourself. Prepare yourself, because those are people that are coming to help, and people are coming to help you. You will stand and your voice shall be heard. The tone and the singing is going to change. You've been asking if you can go into a lower register, and it's going to come. You're going to be able to hit, what is that called, vibratos, where it's a lower tone. It's going to come from your soul as you begin to sing. You'll hit different variations, but it's going to come deeper within you. Deeper. There's writing inside of you that is going to come out. And the writings that you write, they'll be like little sonnets. Share them. your writings are going to set some people free. I saw a pen in your hand as you were writing, and people reading it, and individuals that wanted to commit suicide were getting set free. Please, please, hear my heart. Write it down. Write it down. I encourage you. I encourage you. Write it down. Woo! Come on, Josh. Come on, Josh. Let's go, Josh. Let's go, Josh. Let's go, Josh. Woo! We're going to break through the ceiling. We're going to break through. We're breaking through it. We're breaking through it. Come on, we're going to break through it. We're going to break through it. Yes, we're going to break through it. Come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Yeah, 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 yeah. Break through it. Come on. Come on. It's been trying to stop you. It's been trying to stop you. But you're going to break through this thing. You're going to break through. You're going to break through. There's an anointing in here that is destroying right now the very things that have held you back. It's like that, like the fetter and the chain is attached to your past, but you can't quite break through. But God says, I am the chain breaker. I will break every chain. I will loose you. I will loose your circumstance, loose your family, loose your finances, loose your health. And what you've been asking and seeking God for, watch as I'm about to break that thing that is holding it back and to bring you forward so that you can occupy, take over, take dominion, and begin to have rulership over it, says the Spirit of God. I hear that the angel of God has been shadowing him, just shadowing him. It's not the angel of death, it's the angel of life. Death tried to enter in. Beloved, I hear their prayers availeth much. Your prayers availeth much. Your prayers availeth much. That the hand of God steadied the angel of death, and the angel of life has come in. He has heard the voice. The voice. It struck fear. He's going to ask you, what does it mean? When I smell this, know that God has him. God has him. I speak right now into the region of his body, and I declare wholeness and healing in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And I declare right now in the name of Jesus, for the phone call to come, explain this to me, please. I've had these dreams. I've seen these images. And forgiveness is coming, says the Spirit of God. So good. Michelle, put your right hand on her, please. The time that you lost with your daughter is about to be restored to you. You have felt like you have made some decisions that have affected some things in her life. But I hear her crying out to God saying, I want to be settled. And I see you walking in, not to an apartment, but into a home. And as you're walking into this home, she's going through the very living room, going right, and there's a bedroom right there. It should be for an office, but she keeps telling you, this is what I want for me. She wants it for a library. I want a library. I don't want a playroom. I want a library. Beloved, I'm here prophesying to you right now that the years that have been stolen and taken, there will be restoration and healing. And I declare unto you, beloved, that she's been crying out, God, I just want to be together, together, together. This place will be under your name. Beloved, you will know it when you drive past it. You will know it. Continue to ask God, show me where. Because your season of restoration and your season of miracle is here now. Now. Now, says the Spirit of God. Says the Spirit of God. Beloved, this go around. You're not going to negotiate how much is yours, how much is theirs. This go around, 100 is yours. 100 is yours. Because they're going to see that what you're depositing in the atmosphere is not there to spark, but it's there to maintain. You'll bring revival into the headship, into leadership. You will speak against the foul spirit of religiosity, legalism, and you will establish the very order for revival in regions. That when you speak, not only will the people respond, but they'll be renewed. Renewed. They're not going to go for another goosebump. They're not going to go for another slay. They're going to go because they want God to change the circumstance. And I keep seeing, my God, I keep seeing people that are coming and they're going to be laying down drugs. I see needles being laid down at the altar. It says, I have given you the anointing, oh my God, to put life in the vein and to remove the toxin that has been put into their vein, says the Spirit of God. What is called to take them out, I've called you to bring life to bring them in. But you're going to change the atmosphere in a region. Do not look at what is going to come in, but it's all going to be yours. When they start to tell you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to go before God, sir. You need to go before God. Same thing I told Tom. Not every appointment is a God appointment. But you'll know it, because God will show himself by the angel that he's called to be at your side. And that angel will tell you yay or nay. And you'll know it. There's going to be a different outpouring. A different outpouring. There's some highways that will be crossed that will have a different barrier that you will break. God says there will be a different anointing that will be placed on you at that moment to bring down the gatekeepers of that region. That when you release the word in its atmosphere, the gatekeepers, the witches, and the warlocks that have been trying to stop the very move, God says they will begin to repent. They'll come into the meeting and say, I saw your face. You visited me. It's a whole different realm, sir. It's different. There's a different mantle that has fallen. It fell when you had nothing. It fell when you couldn't see. It fell when there was so much distraction in your personal life. It fell during that time, but you stretched and you reached and you picked it up. I can't have it this way anymore. I can't do it this way anymore. Don't connect me to these people anymore. Bring me divine connections and you will take me places that I couldn't even open doors to get to. But you will do it, says the Spirit of God. Walk in these areas. You will raise up revivalists. You will raise up revivalists. So, oh my God. So it won't be taxing on you back and forth, back and forth. It'll be the sons and the daughters that you raise up to be revivalists. And they will know how to carry the flame. They won't get kooky and spooky. They'll know how it is to stay under. Instead of trying to go do their own thing. Stay under the hand. Stay under the hand. Heed to the word of God. Stay under the hand. Great exploits you shall do. Great exploits you shall do. In the precious name of the Lord. In the precious name of the Lord. I bless you, sir. I bless you. Dove, the Holy Spirit came in and fell on your mom and came in like a dove to give her peace. She is not going to fight. She's not going to buck. She's going to surrender. Wholeness is coming. Wholeness is coming. It was a last ditch effort, but the transition has already taken place. I see the dove, the Spirit, lighting upon her, giving her peace. Hallelujah. You got anything, sir? Anybody got anything they want to share? Anything?
First, walking in, I can feel the season of the harvest is now. It's not coming, but it's now. And this place is like a target of an arrow of revival that's going to start in the city. But this is the center of the target right here.
Amen.
And this house is too small. it will be another house.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
You got anything else you want?
Yes.
Man, listen.
You're recording, right?
I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you. Let me tell you something. And I can say this in conversation, but I know. Let your heart be encouraged, man of God. Because what the Lord laid in your hands, don't end it. Don't end it. But yeah, you got me. Say this to you like it would be only me and you in the room. I honor you as a pastor, but I got to get in there for a second as your brother. That prophetic office of the prophet is so heavy on you. If you think for a second that you are limited to the confines of a church, you are going to lose your mind. So the more you release yourself into the apostolic prophetic grace that is on your life, the easier this house is going to become for you, because it has been a burden to you. And you don't even tell people that it's a burden. And I don't mean that by it's a bother. That's not what I mean. I mean by the intensity of your passion and your intercession. This has been taxing, man. But I hear God saying, release yourself to the apostolic prophetic grace on your life. He got this. It don't look like it, but that don't make no difference, brother. See, because you preach like you're in a stadium. That's why I be over there acting a fool. So what does that tell me? Your anointing is greater than these borders, man. So look past these borders. God done given you cities and you don't even. House of manners that'll be established all over the place, and you don't even know it. You've seen it. You've seen it in your mind's eye. But it's about to break forth. It's going to make your head spin. It's going to make your head spin, man of God. You have an apostolic prophetic grace on your life. God has called you to be a prophet in places where you didn't think you were supposed to be the prophet. But you can't help yourself because the stirring is in you, man of God. You're going to prophesy in Austin. You're going to prophesy in Houston. You're going to prophesy in Dallas. You're going to prophesy in Atlanta. You're going to prophesy in New York. You're going to prophesy in California. You're going to prophesy in Ohio. You're going to go places, man. And it's going to trip you out how the grace of God is going to open those things up. Your gift, sir, will make room for you and bring you before great men. And these great men will be utilized by God to facilitate the prophetic in you, man. This, I'm telling you, God, you read that man like I told you everything that we were talking about on the way. Now, let me see. I know a lot. I'm not trying to. There's a reason why I'm saying this to you. It's not the, listen, I've been around the block a minute. That's why I got to color my hair every once in a while, because I want to stay, okay. But what I want you to understand, man of God, you what is settled on you, says the Spirit of God, is a great condemnation. Like Samuel. You have entered into a realm with the prophetic. God said he's not going to let not one word of yours fall to the ground. Not one word. The anointing exasperates itself even greater when you prophesy. Every time you prophesy, the power gets exasperated. It becomes stronger. It expands. Am I right or wrong, y'all? Am I right or wrong? When the man gets in the vein, the power falls. Am I right or wrong? So I'm trying to encourage you, man of God, keep prophesying. Keep prophesying. Thus saith the Lord. The more you speak that into the atmosphere, and the more you bring strength into the hearts of the people, God said as you labor amongst them in the prophetic, he's going to go behind you and work on what you care about. He's going to tend to the house. He's going to allow the house to break out on all sides, even though it don't make no sense, even though it don't look like it. It don't have to add up. It's just a knowing. I'll be breaking my neck to get here, man, in this season and at this moment. Because there's a readiness I don't care what anybody thinks. I just know that there's a readiness. There's an alignment. I sewed my tie. Y'all talking about, you know, what? Oh, for me, I said, let me see. And I'm not saying I'm not a tither. I am a tither. But, you know, I'm real careful. Okay? I put that in the ground, man. I didn't get out. Got it. Radio done opened up. People got so, you already know the story. People got so jealous of me. They cut me out of so many different things. They underdog me. I skipped across the parking lot, heading to the Via Bus. I don't care what nobody thinks about me. And I just came out of church. I had a good old time. I skipped right past our knees. We both going like this. I said, I tried to sit in my seat, but I couldn't. Before I could get in that bus, God had swung up. He swung open doors and led me all the way into 2016. Do you hear what I'm telling you? And I told the Lord, I'm going to sow this seed and ask you to open it up. I put my baby's name on it. I put my wife's name on it. I put these finances on it. I put these open. Matter of fact, Lord, I want a little extra message. I want to get on the radio and begin to preach again. That done opened up too. But I said that to say this, to encourage you, man of God. You know that little car you're driving? You know, and it's been a blessing. You're getting ready to get a whole brand new vehicle. God getting ready to bless you. That you're going to take that vehicle and sow it into somebody else's life. Mark my word. I got into it, and the Holy Spirit said, this don't feel right, do it. I said, nah, here. The Lord said, it's because he ain't going to have too long. You're getting ready to give that car away and get another one. You're about to be promoted. I know what I see in you, man, as my brother. I know what I see in you, man. I know what I see. That's why when you tell me, come on, let's go do this, you get a salute out of me. You understand? Marty, you're getting ready to be catapulted into the Elijah list. A prophet. You're getting ready to be told, and you're getting ready to be esteemed at the level of the Elijah list. I know what I'm saying in my spirit. God is going to open. They're going to see you on this thing where you're being videotaped and it's being sent out by signal, and they're going to promote you. You're going to prophesy, and strangers are going to say, this is a prophet, and you're going to be promoted into the Elijah list. I know what I'm saying. They're going to ask you to write a prophetic editorial. You're going to put your hand to paper, and the Spirit of God is going to allow your prophetic words to come out and influence people. Mark what I'm telling you. And I'm going to tell you another thing, brother. Bill Vanderbush, I don't know if you know who he is, came out of Austin. He just opened up the House of Representatives in prayer. He just did it. Hit the nation. I'm going to plug you into that circle because God has given me a grace and favor with some people, and I'm going to turn you on to them. I know I'm supposed to. So you get on the airwaves and prophesy. I don't know what. Yes, sir, I heard you. Yes, sir. The more you invest in these mediums, and I'm pointing in that direction, okay? I'm doing this by the Spirit, Marty. The Lord said, that's where it's at. And I said, I called you across the city, across the state, across the nation, and I called you around the world. The Lord said, they'll see you there before they see you in the flesh. If I be a prophet of God, I said, I'm going to say it again. The Lord said, they'll see you there before they see you in the flesh. You are a revivalist. That's why you can recognize revival in people like me and other folks. You are one. And the Lord said, the grace for you now to facilitate is heavier than ever before. Let them all go. If the Lord clean house is for your betterment. You need soldiers in this hour, man. You don't need people playing with you. You need soldiers. And don't get it twisted. Just because some of them are not directly in your face, don't make them bad, man of God. Some people got to go through some things, you know, to get where they need to be. Somebody. But guess what? Guess what? When they're supposed to be with you, they're going to come right back around. Can't get away. Come on, mama. Can't get away. Boom around. I got Mark. What about it, Lord? Get over there. That's what I'm telling you. You're going places. You hear me? You are going places, sir. Don't you get me? Let me tell you something. They asked me to say something. I'm trying to be quiet. I got one more thing. There's some wicked men around you. I'm going to say it again. There's some wicked men around you. Okay? You know what? have an anointing to facilitate, to orchestrate, to the prophetic, to call those things to be not as though they were. There's some wicked men around you, sir. They're men of God. They're leaders. They're wicked. I tell you, if I be a prophet of the Lord, they're wicked. But God said, the more you open your mouth and speak truth, the more that God said, I'm going to demand the respect to come to you and the honor to come to you. Because really what you want to do, you're really trying to get the people some help. You really are. But you're going to have to go through some bureaucracy to get there. That's why I signed up. I already know. I'm not going out of town with you playing around. I got things to do. But when I picked that up in my spirit, I said, oh, if they got to mess with him, they got to mess with me. What? Y'all feel me? Our pastor's going somewhere, y'all. Amen? Amen?
You know, a lot of times, and I've said this in the prophetic classes, it's hard to prophesy to me unless I'm going to make sure you know you're hearing from God. You're not going to get a response out of me. You're not going to get the tear. I may go and cry by myself someplace else. So I've told the prophetic class, don't look for emotions. Just hear God. Just hear God. I came in today. Today I was messing around with my website. Now watch what I just said. That they were going to be messing with the computers. Didn't I just say that? I saw it. I went before God and I said, God, I don't want to pray what I want to pray. What do I ask for? What do I ask for so that I can pray what you've graced me to get? And that's when he showed me. That's why I told Michael, my son Michael wants to get everywhere. Who's in children's church? Who's doing this? Who's in the back? Sit down, son. It's okay. Let them figure it out. They got this. That's his heart. He wants to make sure everything's okay. But they got to figure things out. So he sat there. First time he sat there a little bit longer than normal, wasn't it? Because he's always up and about, butting up and down. But Hannah came up to me. She says, Dad, who's going to do that? I said, I'll go ahead and do it. Well, who do I get? I said, you choose. So I asked God, I said, God, what do I need to do? Now, I'm a little tech savvy, little. I'll get by. I taught myself that mixing board. I taught myself a lot of these things. I said, God, I need someone that knows. Because I want to be on a different camera. I just, what I tell you when we had our meeting over there, that I wanted to raise you up to be a pastor so that I can do what I need to do. What I tell you guys, I need you guys to do what needs to be done because I'm getting ready to go somewhere. I told my wife after we had our gathering, I said, we got a good core. A good core. I'll go to battle with this core because I know they got my back. Now, I say that to say this concerning the camera. Today is how I know. I don't have to affirm him on who he is. He knows who he is. I'm just going to confirm to you that the word of the Lord spoke concerning this house, concerning vision of where we're going. Because I said, God, I want the camera that will be HD, that will broadcast over the internet. I just got the internet in this house. I said, God, I don't know how to work it all. But what I want to do, now, where's Trey? When we were down there passing out flyers, what I tell you I wanted to do concerning these warehouses? Open them up, feed the homeless. I wanted those big doors just to open right up and have tables and chairs there so we could feed them, clothe them, have services there. I said, God, I have a vision. I have a vision. Bring the provision. I can't be at all these places. He says, you don't have to. Just broadcast it. So I know, look, I wasn't going to be like everybody else doing all these screens and having, you know, my message preached to them that way. I said, God, that's not me. I can't do that. Whatever. Then he says, didn't you ask me what to pray for? I'm telling you. Okay? Before service. So what I do when people start coming in, hey, you going to preach tonight? Then I ask you. Because I didn't feel like I was going to preach tonight. But I prepared my sermon ready. And I come, Shreya, are you preaching tonight? You going to preach tonight? She's like, yeah, if you want me to, I'll go. I asked Raimi. Raimi says, oh, no. Because she had children's church. Got it. Because I just felt in my spirit, it's not going to be what I have. It's not going to be what I have. He has something for me. I didn't feel no anointing coming up. Didn't feel it. Watch this. Remember my sermon on Sunday. I felt stuck until I mounted my position. Then the anointing came. By doing so, I know where I need to be. That I know. He said a lot of things I've seen. I've seen it in my eyes. I've seen God give me vision. I didn't know the how. What did he say? And you're not going to know how. But just do what you're supposed to do. Oh, about the wicked men? I know that. But it's all good. Because they're still sons. And God can come in and bring change. Watch this. By a word of a prophet. I know who I am in the mix of it. Speaking in the atmosphere will change some things. So watch this. So he comes in. Now, you remember when, I know you weren't there, when Keith Miller came, and that's when I met Ray. We were sitting in the room, and we were talking about revival. He comes to me during the anointing's falling. People are falling out. They got the plastic bags. It looks like body bags. Comes up to me, and he says, you're a revivalist. Remember that? Me and Ray are like, getting hit. So he comes in. Watch this. I want you to hear this. So now here comes. Now the prophet comes and speaks that same word that was spoken then. Where was that? That was in Houston. I just finished texting Prophet Austin today. And he wants me to go to Houston. Same thing. Do you hear the timing? That quick, that fast? There's purpose behind it. So I know that God is doing a lot of great things. We just got to be in position for it. That's it. Now, the message was, hey, the lame man, where was he? A gate called Beautiful. But he wasn't going for a miracle. He wasn't going for healing. He was asking for change, right? And change came, but on the form that he asked. It came in a different form. It changed, but his perception hadn't changed. Perception has been changed. You understand? So, I encourage you, whatever God has laid on your heart, I know he doesn't know, because I don't talk to him about what goes on in this house. My wife and I know how we labor, we toil, we pray. We said it from here before. Oh, we want to see this thing great, but I need to get out of here. Y'all know that, right? I keep saying about my building. In this meeting on Tuesday, Pastor Shatigo, some of y'all don't know who she is, but she's from Nigeria. She came up to me after the meeting. She says, man of God, I've been praying for you. I said, Lord, I need it. Thank you. She says, no, I've been praying for your building. Because you need your building. You need a bigger place. Because of where you're going, you can't be where you're at. And she says, and it's a beautiful place. It's a God place. But you need to go where God is going to take you. So I've been praying for your building. Do you see how things line up? Do you see how things are lining up? Because we've been in position. The man that was at the gate had been brought there because he'd been lame since birth. Been carried by folks. Remember, we get that on Sunday. Carried by somebody, put there. But never asked the right question. Never asked the right question. It wasn't until I asked tonight, God, show me, tell me what I need to pray, because I don't want to pray like this anymore. Service hadn't even started, and boom, it came. Once I was stuck, but now I got loose. Well, y'all better give this. As your head goes, so does your body. Amen. So whatever you've been stuck in, you have just been loose from. So you can come up over what's been holding you down. Amen. I know this wasn't a Bible study tonight, but God had his way. God had his way. And I so appreciate it. So I want you to bring that message next week, Wednesday. Okay? When you text me about. I've been praying for that Monday night group, your ministry. I'm going to continue to pray the anointing to continue to fall. I've been praying, God, I want you to open up the spout and keep releasing. There will be a cleansing and a washing of the old so that the new can come forth. I will continue to pray for that ministry, pray over that region. Here's the thing. Watch this, Mom. I walked into that building, and it's the precinct. What is it? Precinct 2. I'm walking down this hall. You see, remember all those pictures are right there before you enter that room? I look up. Do you remember the twins I played basketball with when I was little? He's one of them that is up there. Mark. Mark and Matthew. He's one of the twins. I looked up. I said, oh, I know. I went to school with him. I played basketball when I was little with him. I said, Lord, you just show me some things I don't quite understand. I can't put the pieces together. He says, it doesn't matter how the pieces come. Let me put it together for you. All you got to do is just show up. Just show up. That's it. Just show up. That's why when your dad and your mom come, just show up. That's it. Things are going to change completely. So I encourage you. I know we haven't even gone through particular. We had announcements that Sheree was supposed to do. Listen, I'm going to go through them real quick. You can cut the recording. We're going to have the Bible.